This is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. Wu Gan is a blogger who uses the name Super Vulgar Butcher. He was sentenced Tuesday in the Tianjin No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in Beijing. Wu was arrested in May 2015 in southeastern China. He gained notoriety for mocking Chinese political officials in a long-running campaign against corruption and abuse of power. The court ruled that Wu tried to overthrow state power and the socialist system through a series of what it called criminal actions, including spreading false information and insulting people online. Wu's lawyer says his client will appeal the verdict. Three Pakistani soldiers were killed by Indian shelling on Monday in the disputed Kashmir region. The Pakistan military said Tuesday that an unprovoked ceasefire violation led to the two sides exchanging fire. India, however, claimed that its forces fired on the post after its soldiers were targeted by the Pakistani side. No Indian troops were killed in Monday's skirmish, but on Saturday, four Indian soldiers were killed by Pakistani fire in another area along the so-called line of control that separates the two sides in the contested region. Also on Monday, Indian forces killed a militant leader near the Kashmir city of Srinagar, Nur Mohammad Tantre, a leader of the Jaish-e-Mohammed group, died after an overnight gun battle with police at a house on the outskirts of the town. This is VOA News. A Kremlin spokesman suggested Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. On Monday, Navalny urged supporters to boycott the March 18th vote after election officials barred him from running. Russia's Central Election Commission voted to ban the anti-corruption blogger from running because of his conviction on political charges, charges that Navalny and his followers say were politically motivated. Following the decision, Navalny released a video declaring a voter strike because he said the March contest would not really be an election. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Tuesday that efforts by Navalny and his supporters to organize the boycott ought to be carefully studied to see if they are breaking the law. Putin announced earlier this month that he will run for re-election, and it is widely assumed he will win a fourth term as Russia's head of state. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and could lead to violence. The new law was passed on Sunday. It grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials who took actions to thwart the coup. Turkey's former president Abdullah Gül, a longtime ally of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, also expressed concern about the measure in a rare show of opposition. Gül said the law is, quote, worrisome and should be re-evaluated. Polls opened in Liberia on Tuesday as voters choose between former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakye to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Boakye and Weah were the top vote-getters in the October 10th election, with Weah getting 38% and Boakye coming in second with 28%. Since neither received a majority, a runoff election was triggered, but court challenges delayed the vote, which was originally set for November 7th. Sirleaf is stepping down after two terms as president. Pollsters say Tuesday's election is too close to call, and official results aren't expected for a few days. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
News. It's VOA.